You're listening to SBS News.
Receiving a rockstar welcome, Independent MP Di Lee finished her maiden speech to a standing ovation. Wearing an Australian flag print dress, she spoke of the rich diversity of her electorate of Fowler in southwestern Sydney and her own journey as a refugee to Australia. She also described the cost of living nightmare facing her community.
We are not a privileged people. We are the forgotten people, and yet we are the backbone of Australia. We are a settlement city, and proudly so, since the Second World War. But a settlement city has its own challenges. We have the third highest unemployment rate in the country at almost 10%, which is about three times the national average of 3.5%. Our median income is 20% less than the rest of the nation.
The cost of living crisis isn't shaking as inflation and interest rates go up and wages continue to drag behind. Welfare payments are rising slightly with indexation or the Commonwealth Price Index, which moves with inflation and is applied to welfare payments twice a year. Inflation is so high now that the latest indexation was the biggest increase in around 30 years. But Green Senator Janet Rice says it still remains below the poverty line and the government should be doing more.
This pathetic increase will leave millions of Australians in really tough times, with payments that are not keeping up, that aren't within cooey of the poverty line, let alone giving people enough to live on. Minister, poverty is a political choice. Why won't your government choose to increase the rate of job seeker above the poverty line?
Labor isn't seeming to budge, and Treasurer Jim Chalmers told SBS News there's no room for the government to fund an increase.
We've got a budget which is heaving with $1 trillion in Liberal Party debt, and so we've got to work out what we can responsibly fund. We're up for providing targeted cost of living relief in some areas, but it's not possible to fund every idea that's put to us.
Consumers are also about to be hit with an increase to the cost of fuel, with a cut in the fuel excise to be removed by the end of the month. It'll mean the price of fuel will go up by an extra 22 cents per litre at the Bowser. And on Tuesday, the Reserve Bank is expected to increase rates again to put downward pressure on inflation. Opposition frontbencher Simon Birmingham says the government needs an alternative policy to help households cope.
The government, if they're letting this reduction in fuel excise come to an end, needs to outline what else they're going to do to help Australians with the other cost of living pressures that have evolved since that time.
The Greens are calling on the government to drop the Stage 3 tax cuts, which will begin in 2024 and cost more than $243 billion over the next 10 years. Here's Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young.
The government needs to seriously consider dumping their Stage 3 tax cuts. We need more money in the government coffers to help those who are doing it tough, not be giving tax cuts to the mega rich.
The cost of living issues dominated the election campaign alongside Labor's push to form an integrity commission. The opposition has seized on revelations about Labor Minister Christy McBain's decision to divest shares to her husband, despite a ministerial directive not to. National's MP Kevin Hogan questioned the Prime Minister about the development.
The Minister for Regional Development, Local Government and Territories has disclosed ownership of shares in eight different companies and later sought to transfer them to her husband, something the code specifically prohibits. Prime Minister, is the Minister in breach of the Prime Minister's Ministerial Code of Conduct?
The Minister rang me about the circumstances. The Minister is seeking to rectify that at the earliest possible opportunity. And that's the way that it should work. That's the way that it should work. Well, I'm not going to take lectures about transparency from those opposite.
Christy McBain told the Parliament she should have divested the shares sooner, but maintains she's no longer in the wrong.
I realised that that was not an adequate form of divestment. My husband and I at all times fully intended to sell the shares. However, I am the first to admit that that should have taken place sooner. I take my responsibilities as a minister very seriously. We have now divested ourselves of all the shares to ensure that there's no conflict of interest.
The government due to bring its Federal Integrity Commission legislation to Parliament next week. Krishani Danji, SBS News.